The IMF insisted on provisions increasing the transparency of government spending when they agreed to extend $570 million in new loans to the Ivorian government and forgive $3 billion worth of previous debt. The main objectives of the new pact include offering fiscal consolidation and achieving sustainability, says IMF Ivory Coast Mission Chief Arend Kouinar.
It's particular emphasis on the budget transparency and increasing poverty reduction, pro-poor and pro-gross spending. There's a lot of emphasis on monitoring of that spending to ensure that the budgeted amounts get really spent in the way the budget lines foresee that, and that the population or the Council of Ministers, Parliament, and then the population see how the money has been spent.
Kouinar says extra budgetary spending has been a concern in Ivory Coast in recent years. He says large-scale works, such as a presidential palace, a Senate building, and monuments have been undertaken with revenues from Ivory Coast's booming oil sector.
Last year, about 0.7% of GDP was spent outside the budget. That would maybe have a return in the very far future. The example is the Senate, for example. The Senate is being built. Was going to be built, has started to be built, but there's no Senate in the constitution of Ivory Coast.
Kouinar says the government will now publish an annual budget and give quarterly updates verifying that spending matches the budgeted amounts. Kouinar says government spending will shift toward growth-oriented initiatives that benefit the broader population.
The focus in the coming years will be on spending for rehabilitation of infrastructure, social services, and some other crisis exit reconstruction needs.
Ivory Coast suffered through a civil war beginning in 2002. Fighting ended in 2003, and the country has been moving slowly towards unity. A power-sharing agreement between rebel forces and the government led to progress towards presidential polls, which had been scheduled for last November. But the elections were delayed indefinitely when the voter identification and registration process failed to move forward at the projected pace. Observers hope the polls will take place this year. Brent Latham for VOA News, Dakar.